Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Pastor Nathan, with you here today, sitting in for the inimitable Tommy Briggs. He's got the day off and well-deserved. And we are going to dive right into the Word of God today. Hey, Happy New Year. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. And I am just excited about what God is doing. I know things seem kind of down as we've just come through 20, but I preached a message yesterday entitled, I'm Over It. Well, yeah, we're sick of it, but here's something even more important. If you're joining me live on Facebook, you may be, or you're just listening on yeshome.com, you're streaming it on the YesFM app, or you're listening in Lima somewhere on 89.3. However you're listening to me, here's a good word for you. Listen, you overcame it. We made it through 2020, and now here 2021 is right. We are right in the beginning stages of a new year, and I want you to start this year out excited about what God is doing. And I know that can be difficult at times, but today I want to talk to you about the power of a seed. Do you know that everything you do is a seed? The Bible uses the metaphor of a seed very often because they could relate to it. Culturally, the Jews were people that were they were farmers, they raised crops and cattle. And so when Jesus used parables, and all throughout the scripture, even the Old Testament, they would use the illustration or the metaphor of a seed. And now in the New Testament, we understand that when the Bible talks about seed, it is less talking about a literal physical plant, even though it could, and it has more to do with our thoughts, our words, and our actions. That is what the kingdom is about the seeds that you sow. Galatians chapter 6 says, hearing and well-doing, for you shall in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Jesus gave one of his very well-known parables about a sower, someone that is scattering seed, going out to sow. Year, you need to ask yourself, what am I sowing and what am I reaping? And I know, listen, I know that probably about right down the middle half of those that will listen to me today are saying, no, Pastor Nathan, I don't do New Year's resolutions. And that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to get up with this message, because God is all about change. But here's the beautiful part. He's all about empowering us to change. So you have things in your life that you are sowing and you don't like the return that you're getting on. So you're sowing seeds of maybe anger. Maybe you have a habit that you are doing and you're sowing that, so to speak. And you don't like the fruit that it's bringing back into your life. We all do. I mean, from the person in this microphone to you on the other side of the camera, we have things that we're sowing and we don't like the produce that is being brought into our life. And mine, here's the beauty of Jesus. He has sent the Holy Ghost into our lives so to empower us to change our seed. The Bible says that he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And so I want you to think about this today, that you need to begin to plant and nurture seeds in your life that produce the fruit of God's kingdom. And we're told in Galatians 5, it just so happens, Galatians chapter 5 gives us a list of the beautiful fruits of the kingdom that we want to see in our lives. Let me ask you, wouldn't you love to just dwell in peace? Wouldn't you love to be on a constant diet of love and joy? I know I would. You and I were created for pleasure. You and I, the Bible says that if we would delight ourselves in the Lord, that he would give us the desires of our heart. We have so misrepresented God. We have said that he's a cosmic killjoy. He doesn't want us to have anything good. You know, we're just going to spend our life fasting and going to places we don't. And while we do those things, he gives us the ability to love that in the middle of it. It's amazing. Listen to the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And those are the fruits. Those are the seeds. Listen, you're either sowing and reaping a harvest of those things, or you're reaping a harvest of these things. Listen to what it says. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath. How many of you like just being really upset and angry? I know I don't. I don't want to be in that club. I hate being angry and I hate being anxious. And all of those find their root in the seeds that we've been sowing. You and I need to change our seed if we want to change our fruit. let's talk about this now in the ways of a diet. If you are not healthy, you can trace your health typically, generally, back to what you eat. I think it was Hippocrates, the father of medicine, that said, let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Our food typically contains all the vitamins and minerals to make us strong. God wants you to be strong in your life, not cowering, weak and wimpy and unable, unhealthy to fulfill your purpose in Him. Well, here is, if I were to title this little short sermonette this morning, if you will, this little encouraging talk, I would say that it's vitamins for your soul. So what are the vitamins for your soul? I often talk about this, the weight room or the weight, the gym of your soul, the way that you become strong is that God allows us to go through trials. Sometimes He sets those tests up to strengthen us. But how do you and I have vitamins? How do we get the essential nutrients that we need in our soul? Here it is. You ready for it? Here's kind of my big punchline. You and I need to listen to the right music. Oh, I just said it. If you're watching me by Facebook, here it comes. You need to check what kind of music you are putting in your soul and your spirit. What, in going back to the original metaphor, what seeds are the music sowing into your life? Do you know that music, and let me just define what music is for us here, and I know you know what it is, but it's always nice to define it. Music is vocal or instrumental sounds combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion. That's what music is. That's why you listen to Yes FM, because it provides you pleasure in harmony and expression of emotion. That's what music is. We all know it. Music is a universal language. Anywhere you go, you could go to the aboriginals in the outback. You could go to the far reaches of the Amazon rainforest. Every place you go, music is there. And it's a mystery, but not to those that know Jesus. Someone has called Christianity the religion of music. It is hypothesized and theorized that when Jesus was born and He lived, suffered, died, and was resurrected, that music went another octave higher. Now, that might just be some preacher saying that, not me anyway, but I heard that and I wouldn't doubt it. Why? Because music is a foundation and cornerstone of, hear me, life, but also Christianity. Nathan, you sound like you're exaggerating that. You're on Yes FM. It's a primarily music station, and yes, it is the best around. It is, I know. But it's more than that. It has its foundation in the Scriptures. Listen, here is what Colossians 3:16 says. It's powerful. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Listen. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That there it is. You might have started this year off of just a few days ago and said, well, I'm going to buckle down and start reading my Bible. But if you're in Lima and you're leaving it on Froggy 93, now if you're not in Lima, Ohio, you don't know what station that is. You're leaving it on I don't even know any of these. I don't listen to them. So I'm just going to pick on Froggy 93. You're in Lima and you're reading your Bible. Great job. But you've got a steady stream of junk flowing into your life from Froggy 93, or just pick the radio station that doesn't play God edifying, Christian edifying music and put it in there. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Part one, there's the inner life. That is the health that creates the atmosphere and invite your life. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and in spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Do you know that scientists, they know what music is. They know what it does in your body, but they cannot figure out the why of why it is so pleasurable. They can't figure out. We see that music creates a release of dopamine in your mind, but we don't know why people enjoy and why it creates such a pleasure. I know why. Are you ready for this? I know why that, first off, let me say this. I know why music creates such turmoil and trauma in your life, because at one time, the wrong music wreaked havoc in my life. When I was 15, 16, or 17, get ready, I'm going to date myself here. I was listening to Ghetto Boys, Snoop Doggy Dogg, LL Cool J, Rob Bass. Of course, it does take two to make a thing go right. Listening to all of the wrong music, and it was showing up in my life. It was ruining my life. Why? Because if you have a steady diet of junk, it is going to affect your life. Music is the vitamin for your soul. And contrarywise, if you're not listening to the right music, it will corrupt and corrode your soul. And listen, I like music just like the next guy. Matter of fact, I love music. I do. One day I was driving home from Ashland, Ohio, back home. I'm sorry, Columbus, Ohio. I was going to Ashland Seminary. And I just was searching the radio because I don't know all the stations in between Lima and Columbus. And I came across this song. I think it was by Carrie Underwood and somebody else. And they were talking about something bad about to happen. They were talking about something bad's about to happen. And you know, I don't, number one, I don't prefer country. God bless you if you do. But the tune was catchy, and I started tapping my foot, and I left it on there. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit said this to me: listen now, Nathan, do you want something bad to happen to you? And I got the message, and I said, yeah, I don't want to be thinking and preparing and planning for something bad to happen, so I'm going to turn the music. I understood that the health of my soul was so much more important than my pleasure in that music. But God wants you to have pleasure in music. God wants you to use this to seed and to saturate and to feed and to nourish your soul, but you have to be tuned in to the right source. That's why you're tuned into Yes FM. That's why you're streaming the new Yes FM worship app on your phone 24/7. You can download that on any app platform 24/7. You can get it all the time. Or you can download the classic Yes FM app, and you can go back to high school, and you can listen to DC Talk, and you can listen to Kirk Franklin and God's Property. You can listen to all that. But you need to feed your soul, because yes, you may be reading your Bible, but if you're corrupting your soul through wrong music and wrong messages, here's how I define music. It's a little less technical than the dictionary.com definition I just read for you. Music is simply this: thought and concept wrapped up in rhythm. Thought and concept wrapped up in rhythm and instrumentation, and it's oh so enticing. And so when I was hearing something bad about to happen, I wasn't hearing that. I was hearing the rhythm. I was hearing the rhyme. I was hearing the feel-good, upbeat. But then God said, I want you to put the tune and the rhythm and look at the message. Oops, yeah, that's corrosive. That's corrosive. Some of you today are dealing with depression. You're dealing with depression, and it's because you are not feeding your soul through Yes FM. You're not feeding your soul through, if you don't typically listen to Yes FM, which you need to start, it's because you're feeding your soul with wrong things. Just before we go to our song and we get into our prayer time, I want to read this portion. This is so powerful. This is in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Says that the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Saul's servant said to him, surely a distressing spirit from God is troubling you. Listen to the solution. Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp, and it shall be when he will play with his hands, when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well. So what did they do? So whenever this distressing spirit was upon Saul, David would take a harp and play it with his hands. Then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. If you're watching live on Facebook, once again, make sure that you're putting your prayer request and comments in the comments, and you can make comments too. If you want to send in a request, all you have to do is email prayer at yes. yeshome.com. I believe that's it. Yep, it is. We've got a few requests coming in again. Prayer at yeshome.com. Make sure you email those. And you know what? I've even got my zip whip up. And you can text your request into 419-240-1937. 419-240-1937. We're going to take your request. Think about the vitamins that you are putting into your soul. Check the health of your soul and ask yourself, God, do I need to change my diet? I think the answer might surprise you. Well, hey, I hope you enjoyed that encouragement. No condemnation in Christ. That's not why I'm sharing that today. I want to see you healthy in the spirit. Oh, and by the way, the reason that music is so pleasurable is because God created it and it ministers to our spirit. See, scientists don't want to talk about spirit. They don't want to talk about the immaterial part of you. But you have a component that's unseen and is touched by heaven and can also be touched by hell. And when God wants to minister to you, oftentimes it's through music. So let's do that now. Jesus Culture, and we stand here on Yes FM, music that will change your life. And we were talking just before Jesus Culture, talking about the vitamins of our soul. So if you just joined the broadcast, let me just recap that. We have some prayer requests that we're going to get to here before we close the door on the prayer closet. But we said that the gem of life, the way that your soul is strengthened, is through trial, but the way you nourish your soul is through the word. Hear this, and here's the focus today is on music. What music are you feeding your soul with? The believer is strengthened by and through music. And so I encourage you, download the Yes Home, Yes FM app, go to yeshome.com. Turn your radio on, get that music playing, and you're going to see God do great things in your life. I want to welcome my Facebook Live audience. I'm streaming that on my personal Facebook page. You can friend me if you want to follow that. But let's get into some prayer requests here today. We have a National Guard chaplain, and he's being treated for a painful heart condition that will need to be surgically corrected. And you know, I've got a few health-related requests here today, so I'm just going to read those off, and then we're going to slap a verse on them, slap a promise on them, and watch Jesus do a great work. So we have a pastor in Pennsylvania. He had a serious eye condition. Initial eye surgery was successful. His vision improved. Hallelujah. So we're going to praise you, Jesus, for that. We're so thankful. We're going to pray here in just a sec for this chaplain. And then we have another request here. It's not even how it's listed. But anyway, someone has a COVID-19 test. There's a blood test and just some other things that need prayer, and we're going to believe for them. So Father, in Jesus' name, we approach your throne of grace. You are so good to us. Thank you for the privilege of approaching your throne with boldness. I know that many people that are listening today say, sometimes I don't pray because I just feel so inadequate. Well, we all do, but you said you love us enough so we could just come like a kid would barge into his parents' room in the morning and jump on their bed and say, I love you. Get up and get me breakfast. God, you want us to do the same with you. And so, Father, we bring this request. I pray for this chaplain that has heart issues. I pray for this other saint that is dealing with multiplied health issues. God, you said that by your stripes, they were healed. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we claim your promise today. You said they're healed. And now, Lord, we are not ignorant to suggest that you don't use doctors. We are not so foolish as to say that you don't use modern medicine. In fact, you do that most of the time. You have provided us with the miracle of modern medicine. Hallelujah. Thank you. But Lord, you're also still pleased to touch supernatural, to touch with the healing hand of angels. Would you do that today for our friends? Would you minister to them? We believe you now. We trust you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have prayer requests, make sure you text those in 419-240-1937, or you can email prayer@yeshome.com. And we want to pray for, if you're on my Facebook Live page, it looks like I've got a few folks here, and I'm going to pray for one of my friends that is dealing with some relationship issues, and she comes to our Wednesday Bible study. Father, in Jesus' holy name, would you minister to her and to the one that she cares about so greatly? Would you strengthen her? Would you give her wisdom and insight on how to deal with this situation? And Lord, maybe even you could minister to her through song today. We thank you. Would you guide her by your Holy Spirit and by your word and through song? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the prayer closet. I'm just going to run down here and just make sure I didn't have any other requests come in. It looks like, let's see. Okay, we have a prayer request that there's a neighbor, somebody's neighbor has dementia. Their health is going downhill the last couple of weeks. And boy, if you've had a family member or a friend that's had dementia, you know just how cruel that disease can be. So we want to pray for them. Heavenly Father, this neighbor doesn't know the Lord, and now they're at the point where they can't remember the moment. Lord, you can work miracles. God, you have to, because science says we don't know how to fix this problem. Lord, would you reach down now as we touch and agree, my friends that are on Facebook Live, those that are listening on the SFM app, those that are tuning into terrestrial radio, as we touch and agree concerning this person's life, would you minister to them today? We love you and we trust you for it. You said that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In their desperate moment, would you save them as they call upon you? Holy Spirit, convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Prayer Closet. I'm Pastor Nathan. Pastor Tommy Briggs will be back tomorrow sitting in the seat. And man, just continue to believe. And hey, listen, feed your soul with the word and with uplifting, God-glorifying music. And join us here on the Prayer Closet tomorrow. Peace. I'm out.